the book Hebrews, part 311. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheids of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, I'm thinking about the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, the Rotterdam version, the one that was translated by Dr. Joseph Briant Rotterdam in 1860, which is the best English stroke Hebrew Bible you can lay your hands on. There's no better one. Believe you me, it's not obtainable in any bookshops in the world. There's not one bookshop which is available. I have a couple of copies. If you are interested, you can contact me. And also, if you have a question or just want to share something, our contact number is South Africa. Our WhatsApp number is plus 27, international code 0722-367-124. Go to our website, https://yafa.co.za. If this is the first time you are about to participate in a study, you are so very welcome. Just go to part one. Start from the beginning because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's also very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notification of all the other studies which we are currently busy with. Especially the one, What is Your God's Name? And the revelation of the book Revelations. Send this link to your friends and families. Make sure you have a 1611 King James Bible, pen and notepad ready. If you have a restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, then you use that. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege to be part of this study. To Yahushua, all the honor and the glory, and to Yahweh our Elohim, for the privilege through the Ruach HaKodesh to break the bread of life in our lives. 2026, in this modern age, for us to be able to read the word and not just understand the scripture or the verse, but understand every letter. This is how we supposed to read Bible and do Bible study. Now Hebrews, we're busy with Hebrews 12 verse 4. Now he says, yeah. Well, I say in brackets, who claim to be Yahwist, even in this 21st century, in 2026, have not yet resist unto blood, striving against sin. What? But when I look at most of the churches outside, I see that people is living in fornication and gambling and alcoholism, drugs, and they belong to a church or denomination or in spiritual institution, but their lives doesn't testify about the grace of Yahushua. There's nothing that they have that I desire. That's why we as Yahwist with a fee, we need to be the word. We need to live the word. The revelation word. The supernatural word of Yahushua. We need to be it. Because a Bible is only a document. A Bible is only a book. You can just lay there. There's no power in it. But the moment that it's open, and the Ruach HaKodesh infiltrates the scripture, not in that, in the paper, but in my soul's dimension, then it gets saturated with the revelation blood of Yahushua, and suddenly it becomes Rhema word, living word, Rhema word, powerful word in action. That very same book that was lying on the table, suddenly became the basis of my foundation of my life. The foundation of your life. Isn't that wonderful? This is what the Ruach HaKodesh does. We need to concentrate on what we believe and how we would live it out in the time we are living in. We need to present every scripture. We need to live every scripture. Yeah, who claim to be Yahvist even in this day in 2026, have not yet resisted unto blacks. Have not yet resisted unto blood. With other words, we have not paid a black price yet. Striving against sin. It means withstanding sin. Withstanding the onslaught of Satan against your life. And this is what it is. According to this scripture, we need to stand firm with our feet anchored on the foundation of Yahushua, the rock of all ages. Hallelujah. Functioning through the Ruach HaKodesh in my soul's dimension, where Yahushua said he's the head of the body. We are the different segments, limbs, legs, heart, whatever. We need to find our place in the body of Yahushua to be activated, to be properly activated. It's not just a question of being activated and say I belong on a church or denomination. No. As your fist, we need to know our place in the body. And from there on, we function as if we resist into blood. Stand against the power of evil. Our struggle, the Bible says, our struggle is not against flesh and blood. It's about the evil spirits, demonic spirits. And they're not in the air flying around. It's here. Yeah. This is where the battleground is. That's my soul's dimension. That's the area that will never die. It's my soul. It's my living soul. So here I won the wars, or I will lose. Excuse me, there's a little fly just coming past here every now and then. But the word says, we have not yet resisted unto blood. With other words, this is figurative speech. Standing against sin. And sin is the tool that Satan used to make people doubt. Make people return to their old way of life. And the Bible says, if that happens, turning back to your old way of life, it's like a dog turning back to its vomiting, which he vomits and starts eating, licking it and eating it. The same thing happens. Because the testimony that you had, that you carried out, when you were born again, when you came to repentance, were born again, were living in holiness, and then later on, slacking down. And that's why it is so important that we will not slack down in our stand against sin and living in holiness. And the other portion of being steadfast is be functional in the Bible studies that we do. You need to do Bible study. We are not a church or a denomination or an organization. We are a Bible study group universally. This is what is so important. Let us study the word of Yahweh. Because through the studying of the word, it's like a bee. We have flowers, we have a very nice garden, and we have special shrubs that is planted for bees and butterflies, and they are there every day. There's one special bush, it's a purple bush, it's wider than this, it's this high, and they're there all the time, every day, winter and summer. They're there, the bees, gathering the nectar. The pollinate, they're making honey. You will always see them. And this is what we need to do. The Bible study must be like the pollinate. And we must be like bees, striving to do the best we can for as long as we live. You know, a bee only lives for 40 days. And in that 40 days, one bee makes about 1 teaspoon of honey. The equivalent of 1 teaspoon of honey. We love honey. I love honey. But I want to tell you what. He dedicates his life to his mission. Sometimes that little bee will fly miles, kilometers, to get to the right shrub. He passes other flowers and stuff, but that doesn't have the same quality of pollinate. He wants the best. And this is what we must strive to. And that's why the word says here in Hebrews 12 verse 4, you have not yet resist unto blood, striving against sin. We need to stand. The Bible says we must stand against Satan, and he will flee from us. He will not just move away. He will flee. He will flee away. He will run. He will do anything that he can. If you would resist him, in the name of Yahushua, hallelujah, the name above every other name, which is given in heaven and on earth, the name. It's so important to understand where the name comes from and understand what Satan has done in the last 2,000 years to try to break that name down and try to make the name into nothing. What a privilege that we can manifest in the power of the name. Hallelujah. There's power in the name of Yahushua. Bible says, in my name, not N-A-M-E, in the name of Yahushua, he will cast out demons. He will call upon my name and they shall flee. You will lay your hands on the sick and they will be healed. Hallelujah. What a privilege for us, even in this 21st century, 2026. To have the same authority as what Yahushua had more than 2,000 years ago. What a privilege. To understand the revelation of the supernatural name that Yahushua, that Yahweh Almighty gave to his son when he exalted him. Hebrews chapter 1. You can read the whole Hebrews chapter 1. When he glorified him, when he exalted him, he gave him a name above every other name. He couldn't have given him a better name than his own name, the Father's name. Hallelujah. My name is Hannes. My father's name is Nick. What a privilege would it have been for me to have my father's name. I've got my grandfather's name, my father's father's name. But if I had the privilege of to have my father's name as the firstborn, it would have been such an honor to me. Especially because we know the value of a name today. There's power in the name. So Yahushua didn't just obtain any name in heaven. Go and read Hebrews 1. You can go back to the study of Hebrews. Go read Hebrews chapter 1. He did not just obtain any name. He did not obtain the name of any other angel. He so easily could obtain the same name as Michael, the archangel, or Gabriel, the other archangel. But he obtained not an ordinary heavenly name. He obtained the Father's name. How wonderful is that? And then Yahweh said, I will be your father, and you will be my son. He wasn't the son, and he wasn't the father. I will be a father unto you, and you will be a son unto me. Go, just make a short study. Just go and read Hebrews chapter 1 again. Listen to what he says. He says, and you, who claim to be your first, even this 21st century and 2026, have not yet resisted unto blood, strivings against sin. Now the Bible says, be holy as I am holy. And that means that we need to live in total holiness every day. We need to strive to live in total holiness. Let's go and be the best for the kingdom of Yahweh. In the name of Yahushua, for this day, his Father's will till tomorrow morning, Maranatha. Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.